Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is another, it's another hour of Sports Daily. We're glad to be here with you on this Thursday. Tim Fitzgerald stopping by a little bit later. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here with you today. We've got Thursday Night Football coming up. We've got all kinds of fun stuff happening this time of year that we are trying to dissect and work our way through here and have a little fun with you. Everything brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. What's on tap now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza, Sriracha cream cheese base topped with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella. The Cooperstown now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. You will have Thursday Night Football on the air tonight here on KFH, I think. Well, here's how that'll work, actually, because you'll have K-State basketball pregame coverage beginning at the same time. Thursday Night Football is going to move over to KNSS. Shocker basketball pregame coverage at 6 is on KEYN. So it's a busy sports night across all of the Odyssey family. So get ready for it. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up each and every morning here on KFH as we work our way through it. More on K-State in a little bit. We've been talking Shockers. I want to go back for a second, TJ, to this just casually came up. Paul Skeens gets a Cy Young. Tarek Skubal gets a Cy Young. I've seen Tarek Skubal rumored for trades, which seems a little crazy, but Paul Skeens was unanimous. And here is the scenario you're talking about when salary cap things get brought up. Skeens isn't going to be a Pirate forever. A unanimous Cy Young award winner that's, what is he, 23 years old now?
Mm-hmm.
Great pitcher. They can't put anything around him. Is that a Pirates problem or is that a baseball problem? I think it's a Pirates problem.
I think it's both.
I just like if the Pirates really wanted to make Paul Skeens a Pirate for the next decade, they could do it. But they don't want to do it.
It's going to take it like it's out of the owner's checkbook at that point. Like,
it's not. The Royals just locked up Bobby Witt Jr. on a deal like that, and Bobby Witt Jr. is more expensive than Paul Skeens. Should be. So I don't want to make excuses for these small market teams that refuse to ever spend any money. That's not a baseball problem. That's a them problem.
This is the thing, I think, is the fact that there needs to be a floor, and I think that's what you and I agree on.
100% that is the top priority for me.
The floor is more important than the cap. But then in the same breath, once you add the floor, the Pirates would try to go sign Paul Skeens, obviously.
Yes.
They'll get priced out by the Yankees.
No, they won't.
They will.
At some point, they won't. Why didn't, you know, because they're not going to wait until he's a free agent to do it. Why aren't the Pirates getting in the business that the Rays have been in for years? that the Royals are in right now. There are a lot of small market teams that go and they lock up their star players before they get even close to free agency and buy out two or three, four extra years of that free agency. Why don't we see the Pirates ever do that? They could, but they won't. They don't ever spend any money.
I think it's also just because of the fact that they understand that they aren't going to win any. I think that they're making their bed that they aren't going to win any games for the next decade. And it's a problem.
And then they shouldn't be owners, right? That's why you need a floor. That's if you're not in this to be competitive, and it certainly doesn't appear that they are, not truly, then what are you in it for? It took new ownership to come in and shake things up for the Royals to finally break out of this idea that, oh man, we just can't ever, oh shucks, we just can't ever keep any good players. Man, we're just not going to work. They didn't want to. They didn't want to pay them. That's not a reality. That's just them wanting to make as much money as they can make. And so, if I'm Manfred and I'm trying to have conversations about a salary cap because I'm worried about the Dodgers, that is not the concern that baseball needs to have. How do you lift the sinking ships? How do you motivate the Reds to make sure Ellie De La Cruz is a Red for a decade or more? How do you motivate, who are the bad actors here? The Marlins, right? How do you motivate the Pirates are probably the worst actors in this. The Guardians are really good at how they do it, so it's kind of hard to fault them. Jose Ramirez is a big contract, but there are teams that consistently do the blow it up, rebuild, draft, blow it up, rebuild, draft. But far too often, it's not a baseball strategy. It's a financial decision only. And as we've learned with the Royals, go find different ownership then. Because all of a sudden, John Sherman's group has come in and the Royals have been as aggressive as any team in baseball.
I agree. It brings up the argument that Nick Castellanos had that I brought up on the show before, is that he said that if he was the commissioner, the one rule that he'd put in place is like punishments for teams that don't try to get better. Like the White Sox, who have just been bad for 5 years.
Yeah, they're an interesting example because they spent a ton of money and it didn't work. Now they're trying to rebuild.
I guess they're not the best example, but there should be punishments for teams that just are consistently bad. You shouldn't be an owner of a team who has never had a winning record.
Well, Pittsburgh is the poster child for this, right? Yeah. Pittsburgh is your whipping boy, because there are teams that are in a rebuild. Washington, the White Sox, the biggest offenders in all of this forever to me have been the Athletics and the Pirates. And I would imagine this is going to change for the Athletics soon. But the Pirates, right? They don't ever spend. But some of the teams that we see bottom payroll right now, those are teams that just happen to be in a rebuild because it didn't work. That's where I think you'd put Washington. It's where I think you'd put Minnesota. Colorado has spent money over the years. It didn't work. Baltimore has spent money. Arizona has spent money. So I think there are bad actors and it does, it's hard to say you have to spend money, but that's where a salary floor comes in. And we know right now, it's not a good thing that we all know Pittsburgh will never keep Paul Skeens. That's not a good thing for baseball. Now, Paul Skeens might not want to stay in Pittsburgh and that's fine, but we all know they're not even going to try. Right, they're not going to try to keep Paul Skeens. It's not going to happen. And so that's a problem. New ownership can buck that trend. I would suspect that's what happens with the Athletics. It's what's happened with the Royals. It's why Royals baseball has been so much more fun the last 2 years, is because they have support now. The front office has support to go get stuff done.
Yeah. And I agree. I mean, it's as simple as a mindset, but I think that two things can be true here, because I think that we're vying from the point here, or straying from the point, is that one, the salary cap, salary floor should probably happen, I think. Two, bad owners are still bad owners. And I think that that's true in other sports as well, about, I don't even know who you want to bring up here. We'll say NBA. The NBA, the Wizards have been stuck in rebuild purgatory since John Wall was there, basically. And like, there's other examples of that as well, of other teams. But, like, it's easier for those teams to dig a way out because of the way that it's set up with, you know, rookies playing immediately, and the salary cap and salary floor there makes it attainable. Like, there was a time where I was when I was a Suns fan, when they were the worst team in the league, and they had the opportunity to sign. They were the only team in the league that could go sign Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James. And like in baseball, like that's not going to happen for the Pirates in the right. current ecosystem.
Yeah, it's not. And the ecosystems are different too. Like the you know, the money generated. That's what I mean. And it's not a cap. Are you saying it wasn't possible because they were the only two teams that could fit it in the cap?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just not a good the economics are so different. So different between the Dodgers and the Pirates. We can't ignore that fact. It's yeah. not the same as in the NFL when you have the Cowboys and the Jaguars. Like the Pirates are not even in the same stratosphere economically as the Dodgers. So that exists. We can't ignore that fact. But the Dodgers doing what they did isn't bad. The Dodgers kicking all the money down the road, that's a problem. You can't let that – that's the rule that needs to change, yeah. right? Because they wouldn't have done what they did had they not been able to do it that way, and they beat the game, the system, and good for them. But like, if you're going to look to change something, I just don't know – like, A, it's so bad for the players to put in a salary cap in baseball that they – like, you would have an all-time work stoppage. And I don't think that you'd have the owners – supported either. So I don't even know why we talk about a salary cap in baseball. It doesn't benefit anybody. It really doesn't.
I don't know. I mean, I think it benefits the fans. I think it benefits the viewers. Like,
I think a floor benefits the fans more. I do. I think teams get competitive and the other thing about baseball is like, it's not always equivalent, right? Big spending is not always equivalent to high levels of success. The Mets, flamed out famously. Now there is a correlation, right? You look at the top teams and they're generally the teams that are in it, but you can live in that middle ground pretty comfortably.
Yeah.
I think the luxury tax is a good way to try to work around it, but outside of a massive strike, I just don't think it's possible.
I know that's there will be a strike if it happens. And that's the hard part of it. I don't know how you could put it in place.
I don't either. But it comes up as we see Skeens, another young star. And if you're a Pirates fan, it's got to just suck so hard to know that he's going
to
be.
You just know, because you have to trade him. Like, you literally yeah. have to trade him.
Well, you have to trade him with your current ownership because you know they're not going to lock him up or do anything to surround him with better players. All right, we'll come back. We got more Sports Daily. Tim Fitzgerald later this hour. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217/110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jake Ballbrock, TJ Cleland here. Getting you ready. Tim Fitzgerald stopping by next segment. Looking forward to that conversation and looking forward to giving you another opportunity to win a prize. If you want to win some HTO, here's another text giveaway for you. You can enter by texting the keyword T to the short code 20357. That'll get you a free cup of iced tea, East Wichita, West Wichita, or Derby. More than 25 flavors to choose from. And you can enter the contest once per day. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody.
Hey, big news, Jacob.
What's that?
Big news for you. The Big 12 injury report came out for K-State and Oklahoma State this weekend. Dylan Edwards not listed on the out list this week.
Yeah. Boy, that's just such a bummer. That's just such a bummer. Here's what I hate about that story more than anything. Because college sports conspiracy theorists online are one of my least favorite things. They had this one right. They had this one right. And it's one of my least favorite things because, like, getting into those weeds makes it not fun for me anymore. Like, it's at that point, it's like, this isn't even fun. So nope. Worrying about that kind of stuff makes it not fun. And this is one of those times where it's like, come on. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? So I hate it, but K-State will still probably be fine. You'll be at that game, yeah?
I am.
Enjoy Stillwater.
It'll be a balmy 80 degrees in Stillwater on Saturday.
Hell yeah. Bring it. You'll love it. You pretend like you wish it was cold.
I'm going to wear shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, you'll be great, and you'll love every second of it. And then you'll come in and be like, oh, it's colder outside. It's not. This is perfect. This is what we need. This is why we wear Hawaiian shirts every Wednesday. To motivate Mother Nature to hang on just a little bit longer. Drake May plays Thursday Night Football tonight. TJ, this is one of my favorite sports talk radio topics. Last year's quarterback class, it's going to be one of those all-timers. It's interesting because as we see Jaden Daniels get hurt again, as we see Caleb Williams really start to come into his own here lately, Bo Nix pile up all the wins, Penix kind of get locked into what he's going to be, and the return of J.J. McCarthy finally, who has looked much better since returning from injury than he did before the injury. What do we think of this class? Who are you taking in the redraft?
I don't know. Probably Drake May now.
Isn't it hard not to? You know, Jaden Daniels, I think, still has all those tantalizing things about him. But the thing about him is now we're starting to see the concern. Like when he came out, like I loved his ability too, but I'm like, man, he's going to have a hard time staying on the field. You know, Lamar Jackson has been this unicorn that has learned how to use his ability to run that way and still for the most part be on the field. Right. And I know he got hurt obviously this year too. But over the course of time, to me, that's always been the biggest concern for Jaden Daniels. We're seeing it with Jackson Dart right now. Jackson Dart has been tested for concussions 4 times already. Like, you can't play NFL football the way that you were able to play college football. You will get hurt. And so, and to Jaden Daniels' credit, I think he is really trying, and his injury was a freak injury. It's not, it doesn't have anything to do with the way he plays, but he's trying to like Lamar Jackson, like really become this great pocket passer that can run so that he can stay on the field. And I think he's doing a good job actually of it, but he is hurt right now. Drake May's an MVP candidate. Caleb Williams, you're starting to see come into his own. Nobody's taking Bo Nix first overall. Maybe Broncos fans if they're crazy. J.J. McCarthy, way too much to prove. Michael Penix, not up there either. So I think it's those three.
Yeah, I think it's Drake May, Caleb, Jaden probably right now. And that wasn't what I said a month ago whenever we talked about this.
But if you didn't have the Jaden Daniels concern of him staying on the field, you're not taking him three, are you?
I probably would. I think I would based on what I've seen this year. Caleb is better than him this year. Last year, Jaden was better than Caleb. This year, Caleb was way better than Jaden.
Jaden was maybe better than anybody in football. His Drake May's year this year was Jaden Daniels' year last year. Caleb Williams is on the slower. I liked Caleb Williams most. He was my top guy. And I know he went one overall, but he was my favorite because he reminds me of Patrick Mahomes when he's on. And so I think it's tough, man. I don't have I don't even know. Drake May, I can't wait to watch him play tonight. I'll say that. Like when they came out of that class, I didn't have any opinion on Drake May.
Yeah, I'd never watched a second of Drake May play.
Carolina was irrelevant, and I'm sorry, I'm not thumbing around on a Saturday watching North Carolina play Georgia Tech. Like, yeah. I just don't care about ACC football for the most part until the end of the season when it's the postseason. So I never watched him play. And so he was this total unknown to me coming in. And last year, you could see it sometimes. You're like, all right, well, that looks pretty good. And now he's got a case to be the MVP this year.
Yeah, it's hurting. It's hurting all my dynasty fantasy team because I held all these top high picks. And I said, I'm not picking Drake, man. I don't know anything about that guy. Give me Michael Penix. And now look at me.
Michael Penix is going to be probably okay. And I liked Penix. I liked all these guys. I liked Bo Nix the least, but I still liked Bo Nix enough to justify drafting him. I thought probably more in the second round. The Broncos obviously liked him a whole lot, took him where they took him, and they've been justified in that. Michael Penix, I think Michael Penix has staying power. But he's got the longest road ahead of him. I would even say I'm more comfortable with J.J. McCarthy's upside right now than Penix's. And I liked Penix coming out, and I still do. But he's kind of hit a little bit of a wall here. He's got something to overcome. You watch those guys. Who is the top prospect right now? This year?
Football?
Yeah.
Like of this last class?
The one coming up. No, I mean, we know the last. Seen the last
guy. Probably, I mean, Ty Simpson's probably the top quarterback. Jeremiah Love's top running back. Carnell Tate's probably the best receiver. But it probably isn't going to be an offensive player that's going to go first. Or if it is, it's a lineman. I have no idea.
I'm looking at a mock draft right now on CBS Sports.
I bet I know like one of the top 10.
Arvell Reese.
Don't know that.
Ohio State linebacker. Projected number one. Fernando Mendoza of Indiana. Yeah.
That's right.
Projected number two. What in the world? Carnell Tate. For Ohio State, number three. What is who's their other receiver? Is he not draft eligible yet?
He's not. No, he's got one more year.
The Jeremiah awesome. Smith. Yeah.
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 Sophomore.
He's a stud, man. He's so good. Yeah, Dante Moore, Oregon's quarterback.
Yeah.
You seen much Dante Moore?
Nope, but Patrick Mahomes said he's his favorite college quarterback. That's enough for me.
When did he say that?
On game day. When they were doing the picks.
That's interesting.
And somebody made the joke about Dylan Raiola getting pissed about that.
That's pretty funny. Ty Simpson is the other. So even in this quarterback class where I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I haven't watched any of these guys play. I've watched Ty Simpson, I guess. That's three of the top five. I got no take on any of them. And then you get into some of the other players that are going to other positions where it's a little more acceptable to not, you know, have a good read on Francis Maigoa, the offensive tackle for Miami. But that's what we're looking at. And if you're a team sitting there, like, what do you do? Obviously, Cam Ward went, so the Titans aren't going to be in the market yet for one of these guys. But let's say you're the Saints, right? And they're up there and they have the chance at the first quarterback. Are you putting the future of your team in the hands of Fernando Mendoza?
Why do they need to draft a quarterback? They got Tyler Shuck, baby.
That's what I'm asking. I think Spencer Rattler's better than Tyler Shuck. How about that? Is odd.
I agree. I don't know. Mendoza's interesting because like he doesn't scream pro prospect to me, but
he looks the part. 6'5", 225.
He's big. I don't know. It's not a good class.
Neither was last year's. Were you sold on Cam Ward? I was trying to make the case that Shadur was the best quarterback in the class.
Yeah, last year was pretty bad too.
And I'm not even sure that that's the incorrect take. Jackson Dart looks like the real deal, but Jackson Dart feels. Ooh boy, we're having hot takes here because we don't have our betting set. Here's a hot take for you. Jackson Dart feels a little Manziel-y to me. He feels like he's going to be all or nothing all the time. Like just a wild, insane, highly entertaining, awesome at times that makes your jaw drop, but a little erratic. Not Manziel in the sense of like off the field stuff, obviously, but just like where you could get boom or bust every time out. That's kind of what he feels like for me right now.
Yeah.
He better figure out how to stay on the field.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy out there. That's a good thing, but it's a bad thing. So
well, it's a good thing, but the reality is it just doesn't work
in
the NFL. I have seen clips of him. Who put it out? Maybe it was one of the Chiefs guys. It was this week, and there was a play where if you had blinders on to like, you, it was Patrick Mahomes. Like it was a play. It looked so vintage Patrick Mahomes. And I was just like, whoa, it was a throw. It was like a rollout to the right on the run, throw dime into a, you know, what's the, into a mosquito's butthole on the sideline, just like perfect throw. And I'm like, oh, what was that? And so there's that part of his game too. And you're like, man, that dude has some skills. He is. And then he, you know, takes on a linebacker.
Then he puts his head down.
First. Yeah.
Oklahoma drill at the 50.
That there is a long history in this league and history is not on your side. That will never work in the NFL. It doesn't work for running backs. It's not going to work for a quarterback. Yeah. And then there's Cam Ward. What is Cam Ward?
I don't know.
Is he going to be anything?
He's on such a bad team, though. Like,
he is.
I want to give him credit, but like the Titans are just terrible.
He's
like
a bad team. They've already changed coaches, so you're going to have a second year quarterback with their second coach, and they're probably not going to get very good. Cam Ward's going to be. He'll be one of those. He might be good someday, but it won't be with the Titans, right? Yeah. The Baker Mayfield story, the Sam Darnold story, like the guys that come into the league, they get drafted by really bad teams. They have coaching changes every year. They play with all the different coordinators. They're given no chance to succeed. And then they end up somewhere with some stability. And all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, that's why they were drafted number one overall. They're pretty
good. It's good. Yeah. It's good for him that the current course of the NFL allows for that to happen. That wasn't the case like 5 years ago, honestly. Like, I think that Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold have shown that, like, hey, like, let's kick the can on him a little bit. And I think that.
Well, I think it shows environment means everything to the young player.
Yeah. And I think that that's good that, you know, teams are learning that as well. And not like the fact that, like, Sam Darnold was never going to be a starter again if JJ McCarthy could play. And that's the thing. Like,
well, Sam Darnold was interesting because we would see flashes every year with different teams. You'd be like, whoa, that was really impressive. And then he gets with KOC. Everything gets straightened out. Environment's good. Weapons are good. Like, everything's there. And it's like, oh my goodness, that's right. He can play football and he's pretty good at it. Baker Mayfield bounces around, gets a rawest deal you can get in Cleveland. That kind of shows you flashes of like, oh yeah, I really like Baker Mayfield. Ends up stability, good weapons around him, good offensive line. And all of a sudden, oh yeah, this is why I think if you're looking at like the future now, it looks a whole lot brighter for Caleb Williams, because you got to envision there's going to at least be stability there with Ben Johnson for the next 2 or 3 years. It's why you like, I think, Jaden Daniels, because he's got Kingsbury there with him for now, another year. Like, he's going to have that opportunity. I don't think they're going to do anything with Dan Quinn, who's been in a Super Bowl, plus Cliff Kingsbury. And then you look at Drake May with a guy I think is as good a coach as there is in this league in Mike Vrabel. And oh, by the way, they brought back Josh McDaniels to coach him up the same way he worked with Tom Brady. Yep. Like, those three guys are in such good environments. And so is JJ McCarthy. They're in such good environments that feels like it makes their upside tremendously higher. And then Bo Nix is playing for Sean Payton. And I get it. People are mixed a little bit on what they think of Sean Payton. Sean Payton was a product of Drew Brees and all this stuff. Sean Payton's got the Broncos at 8-2. I mean, say what you want. And I'm not the biggest Payton guy, but goodness gracious. Like, he's turned that franchise around all of a sudden. They were in the dumps. You remember when they had Russell Wilson, everybody? Now look at them. They're 8-2. So all that class, not only is that class look like they have all this talent, all those guys are in pretty stable environments to succeed. And now you look at a guy like Cam Ward, Jackson Dart. They're about to put Jackson Dart immediately with another coach and another, you know, coordinator, and who knows who it's going to be. Like, he's going to have to deal with that. It's going to keep happening. I don't know who's the next one. The Saints, I guess Kellen Moore. But how long, if the Saints suck again next year, how hot is Kellen Moore's seat going to be?
I know that's the argument as well, is that, you know, whenever you draft a quarterback first overall, your coach is going to get fired that year.
Well, it's the owners, like, it's got to be the owner's impetus, doesn't it, to come in and say, here's the deal. Like, we've got to be realistic with our organization's future. If we're not willing to draft a quarterback at the top end of the first round and have that coach be his coach for at least 2 seasons, then we need to change coaches now.
Yeah.
You can't, if you've got a coach on the hot seat, you don't go draft a quarterback high. You either make the change at coach or you commit to the coach.
But because the thing is, the inverse of that argument, though, is that coaches get fired because the quarterbacks aren't good most of the time.
Of course they do. But you will not find success in this league without a good quarterback, not long term.
They're so hand in hand of quarterbacks and coaches, but quarterbacks, I mean, they determine everything. And that as we've seen, good teams with bad quarterbacks are terrible, and bad teams with good quarterbacks are playoff contenders. Right. And I think that goes hand in hand, as you said, with the fit that the quarterbacks are in, because Sam Darnold in a vacuum, pretty good. Sam Darnold on the Jets.
My point is, the Giants had no business. The Titans had no business drafting early quarterbacks if they had any inclination that they might make a change at head coach. If they did, and you love that player, you make the change at head coach before, because you can't have them come in and then just start changing coaches. Sam Bradford, famously, how many different coaches and coordinators? What was it? He spent the first, I don't remember what it was, 7 or 8 years in the NFL with a different offensive coordinator every year to start. Like, you can, that is a recipe for disaster. Patrick Mahomes comes in and he's had the same coordinator his entire career.
Yeah. Well, that's not true, but
it is too. Andy Reid is the offensive coordinator. I don't care who they put on the title.
But in the same breath, like, if Jackson Dart would have started week one, I think Dable would have still had a job.
If he could have stayed on the field. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
It is fascinating. Boy, this club. We're going to get to see one of them tonight. Drake May, Max's Patriots, take center stage. Max, I need a big game out of the young fella. I need him to be big. They're 12.5-point favorites. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And we are glad to be with the publisher of GoPowerCat.com, Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider. Fitz, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are you boys?
Well, I'm good in general. I'm cranky when we start to think about K-State football. Fitz, I hate college football conspiracy theories. They bother me. Like, it makes it not fun. And I don't know if it was a conspiracy theory, but Dylan Edwards back in the portal never really played. That old chat, like, it all came true. And it stinks, and I don't like it.
Yeah, that's the new world of college football. I mean, it just is. It's become such big business for everyone, and there's so many things swirling around these young people, including lots of money. And I think it's not good for individuals or the sport.
Fitz, it's an interesting situation. The thing that keeps bringing me back into this here is that, you know, Dylan Edwards, it seemed that there was writing that, you know, he may not play again this year because of the injury written on the walls, because of the redshirt rules and everything of that nature. But I didn't really think that there was a clear tell that he was going to transfer and do what he did in that light. You know, there was always a thought of it, but it wasn't really like written on the wall or anything like that. Does that raise, you know, warning flags that more could be on the way after the season? There's still weeks to play, but that was where my mind immediately went to.
Well, I don't think Dylan Edwards is an indication of that particularly. I think it's just a young man who is trying to figure out his way in life, and things didn't work out. I think Dylan Edwards is his own worst enemy. And this was an unfortunate way it played out, but hope he finds more success at his third school, and I hope he can stay healthy. But I do think there'll probably be some transfer portal moves this offseason by some of the roster, and I'm getting ready to write a kind of in-depth story or analysis on what's going on with K-State football, and It's getting to the point now where the disparity in NIL is so much. You're not trying to protect your top kids who you know you can pay, that you know the value of. It's kind of the next level that, you know, are really good players, but you can't afford to pay them a lot at, you know, in a Big 12 school outside of Texas Tech. And major schools in the Big 10 and SEC can afford to throw money at them that you just simply can't match to build up their depth, and they might be your starters. I think there's going to be a lot of that going on across college football. The haves and have-nots are going to really separate this offseason.
But do you not think that a salary cap is going to help, like, prevent that in a lot of ways?
Well, there really isn't one. I mean, the courts have ruled that you can't have the rev share be the cap. You can't cap their earnings without, you know, collective bargaining, and We didn't have that. There's basically, the courts keep ruling, well, there's no representation for the players in any of this, so you can't be passing rules that impact them. And there's a lot of truth to that. And I think college athletics just has to come to the reality that they're going to have an organization with which to bargain to do this legally if Congress won't intervene. And, I we're going to still see schools using, you know, tens of millions, you know, the salary cap, the revenue share is, what, $21.5 million? Yeah, we're going to see football programs alone double that in the next year. And everyone's just kind of ignoring that. And the schools that are trying to use it as a salary cap and pretend that everyone's playing under the same rules are going to get buried and left behind just like they have been in the past.
Well, season's not over, Fitz. We got a good one on Saturday, if that's what you want to call it. Cats are favored by 20 points down in Stillwater, taking on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Something that they should take care of handily, but as history tells you, Cats have some trouble in Stillwater for some reason.
Yeah, they do. And this team has proven that it can sleepwalk into a game and lose to someone you shouldn't lose to. So, yeah, there's a few alarm bells with this, but I just want to say I admire what the Oklahoma State players are doing. What a horrible situation. And if you watch them play, they're not very good, but they're trying. They're playing hard. They haven't given up. And if you give life to a team like that, they start hitting some trick plays. They've had a whole off week to kind of load up and prepare for you, knowing that you have dominated Kansas State at home. Yeah, this could get interesting, but, you know, the disparity in talent here between the rest of the Big 12 and Oklahoma State is really noticeable.
It's no good. Is K-State going to get to a bowl? Tim Fitzgerald makes the call here on Sports Daily right now, officially. Do they get to no win?
Yes. I mean, between Oklahoma State and Colorado, if you don't win those two to get bowl qualified, you probably should be nowhere near a bowl, including a toilet.
What's it going to look like on Saturday, Fitz? I mean, the with all the pieces gone, it's not just Dylan Edwards. You know, Austin Romaine was shut down for the rest of the year. Kobe Osunsami's been out. You know, is this going to look like the preview for next year? Like, what do you do at this point?
It's really interesting. You're talking about two guys there that, you know, were expected to be kind of the stars at their positions.
Yeah.
And now we're both out. It's kind of noticeable that Kansas State has struggled in some areas on defense, and now you've taken two big pieces off. We'll see how they play without them. But I thought it was notable that they shut down Austin Romaine following the Texas Tech loss, because it kind of mathematically eliminated them from the Big 12 championship game, and then they decided to shut him down. So they're kind of just playing the string out and trying to get the most they can out of the season, which would be the extra practices from bowl time. And that becomes very interesting because of the transfer portal and everything else going on in college football.
Fitz, let's talk hoops. We get it tonight. We were talking a lot about K-State. It's off to a good start, and the competition level goes way up, which we're excited about. I feel like this is unique because we know what K-State is and what they want to be. It's what they've been though so far. It's just kind of, they got to get better at it. There's a lot of teams around the country we're trying to still learn the identity of.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like we kind of know the identity of this team?
Yeah, that's a great point. It really is. Until they can alter their identity to a team that knows how to play defense, they're going to be incredibly fun to watch. Frustrating on the other end, where they're kind of just letting out the other team score so they can get the ball back. This team has an upside that is really high, because if they can learn to defend and rebound and cut down turnovers at a much better rate, they're going to be really tough to beat, because they can just flat out score. I keep saying this phrase, that this team just kind of scores casually. You know, let's go down here. Let's rip it pass. Okay, we scored. You know, it's like, it's easy to them. They've got so many weapons, but boy, their defense is awful. And this will kind of be their first test of how that defense can hold up against a more talented team.
Yeah, if it's a Cal coming in, their leading scorer is Day-Day Ames, former Kansas State Wildcat. What do you think that's going to look like? He's turned into a heck of a player. I'm not sure if you've seen any of the stats or anything like that.
Well, I thought he would be. I think it was a mistake when he left. And, you know, it's my understanding he didn't really want to leave. Kind of got caught up in the people around him, you know, seeking more NIL money, and the Virginia thing turned into a disaster. Great kid. Very good player. I'm glad to see he's developed, because sometimes, you know, when you bounce around, you can hurt your development. You're just learning. You never get on track with anything. But I think you'll be warmly greeted. I don't think anyone has any animosity towards Day-Day, but we'll see. This is going to be a fun early season game, because quite often K-State has been loading up on the really easy games early on, and honestly not making them very easy. They've been pretty workmanlike so far, so this will be a good test.
Fitz, when you see the Big 12 so far, we've seen KU, you know, lose to North Carolina, and I think maybe being overreacted to a little bit, but Darren Peterson sat the next game, which I suppose is cause for concern. But man, when I look at the top 25 and Houston catapulted to number one, K-State is getting some votes, but what did we count, TJ? Nine getting votes or higher Big 12 teams. Is it too early to sort of reset or set in the first place expectations for where K-State can fit into that mix?
Now, you know, this conference is so good. K-State, you know, came out in the poll kind of in the middle of the conference, and guys, the middle of the conference are NCAA tournament teams. If you take care of your business in the non-con, it's kind of the same thing that the SEC enjoys in football. You just get to play in really good teams, and your strength of schedule skyrockets, even if you're losing. You got to win to a degree, but you've got more flexibility there. And I think K-State fits in pretty well. I think they'll be competitive in the upper half of this conference if they can learn to play defense, because they're just going to run into teams that will play defense and then thus outscore them.
I was going to say, Fitz, what's that going to look like tonight? Are they going to have to score 100 to get it done?
Yeah, you know, that's going to kind of be the MO of this team. You probably want to get it into the triple digits to make sure you're winning, because they can give up points. You know, the three of us could probably go for – one of us could go for 20. They just watch you score so they can get the ball back. We'll see. I think the message of defense is getting to them, and we'll see if we see an improvement against a better team.
It'll be fun. It'll be Cal, and this will have all the bells and whistles that we could hope for. 8 o'clock, they're kind of by themselves in that window tonight to top, you know, well, Cal's 80, K-State's up in the 50s. Mm-hmm. I think this will be a good test. Can they stop them? I haven't scouted Cal.
Don't forget, the last time that Cal and K-State played, that was the Jerome Yang incident on the ACC network.
God, one of the great moments in television.
I miss Jerome Yang. He was a good man.
That was a good. Was that? That was year one, wasn't it?
That was, yeah, it was like his
this
fourth
was the
game
first
ever.
American game, yeah.
That was kind of the beginning of things for Jerome. A Jerome Yang appearance might be just what this team needs. To be perfectly honest, Fitz, what do you guys have going for us at GoPowerCat.com?
It's coverage of what's coming up. We're going to have I don't want to say expose, but kind of a dive into the future of Kansas State football for subscribers behind our paywall, and looking at the problems facing programs like Kansas State right now, and where the program's at as a totality, and you know, it's not going to be a great picture for people to, you know, understand that this might be a little bit worse than people think it is.
Well, okay. In that spirit, on the way out, we have about 30 seconds here. Tim Fitzgerald, make the call on November 13th. Who's the starting quarterback for K-State next year?
I'm still going to go with Avery, but I've said publicly that if he thinks he needs to do what Will Howard did to advance his career, I'm supportive of him. I mean, he's got some talent, and if he's not getting where he wants to be at Kansas State, go find yourself. Go live your career. It's a different kind of transfer to me when a guy who's been successful realizes he needs the next step.
Okay. Boy, that's not something that I have any interest in talking about, but we'll figure we can get it out there. Fitz, we appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
That'll do it for us here on Sports Daily. Thursday Night Football, college basketball. We have a jam-packed night. Just a reminder, all three Thursday Night Football moves to KNSS tonight, 7 o'clock coverage, because you have K-State basketball here on KFH. Pre-game coverage begins at 7. Shockers basketball is always over on KEYN. That coverage begins at 6 o'clock. DJ will have you covered from the Shocker game tonight on KWCH after the game, before the game. Here we go. Big night of college basketball. It's a good sports night. I'm ready for it.
It is. I'm glad that they're not playing at the same time as each other, so I can actually watch a little bit of K-State. I've missed every game because they play the same day as the Shockers.
Yes, this will be my first chance to lock into both of them, and I can't wait for it. All right, we will have it all recapped for you tomorrow. We're also going to make some picks for the weekend and get you ready for week 3 of the high school football playoffs. It's coming on a Friday. For Tim Fitzgerald, we say thank you. For Max, for TJ, I'm Jacob. See you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.